Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clock Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Tuesday night as we discuss, well, in something I never thought we would, whether or not you actually want the Eagles to win this division or to have a better draft pick. No, I want to win. I want the Eagles to make the playoffs. You know why? Because it'd be embarrassing right now to lose the NFC East to Washington, to the Giants, or to a Dallas team that seems to be in disarray 6 weeks into the season. What's going on down in Dallas? Let's ask Ari Temkin, our buddy from down in Dallas, Cowboys Radio Network. I'm sure he's been hearing and talking all day about what we are now, which is a lot of nonsense and the Cowboys struggling. Ari, what's up, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, it's amazing to watch this division play out, Ari. It's almost like you can't look away. It's that ugly, and we're all going to pay attention to it. But what's the feeling down there in Dallas right now? Because there's a lot of people here who are just ready to turn the page and say, screw this season. They're not good enough. But is it the same way in Dallas? Do they have hope? What's going on down there?
Yeah, I mean, what an odd division. It's like, can you pick which teams are not trying to tank out of here? Because I'm not really sure yet. And I mean, I think, you know, going into the game yesterday, you know, we kind of felt like the Cowboys were still the team to beat in this division, you know, and partially because there just didn't seem to be that significant of a drop-off between Dak Prescott and Andy Dalton. But then kind of after that 60 minutes of football we watched, you know, I don't know that anybody's confident that the Cowboys are the best team in the division after that. And, I mean, maybe the Eagles are. Certainly the Washington football team and New York Giants are not. So I suppose we're kind of where we were last year, where it's like, all right, who wants to win this really bad division? And, you know, as you mentioned, get a worse draft pick and, you know, maybe an extra playoff game or two. But I can certainly tell you that there was a lot more confidence in this team before the game. And now I think, you know, Cowboys fans, a lot of them are probably in the same boat as a lot of Eagles fans, which is, I just rather, you know, this season end and the team get a better draft pick. And I mean, 2020 obviously can't end soon enough for all of us, but for the Cowboys, this has been a disastrous season so far.
Yeah, and it seems like it's trickling into the locker room, at least with some players' attitudes. A report from NFL Network today, quote, Cowboys players say their coaches are, quote, totally unprepared and, quote, just aren't good at their jobs. Ari, what do you make of that? Because that seems like a significant thing moving forward. If the players are questioning the coaches, that feels like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, you know, Jane Slater is really good at her job, and I'm not gonna question the validity of that report because I know Jane and I know she's really good at her job. But it also doesn't sound accurate from a standpoint of, I mean, I watch the games. We all have eyes. We all have a brain for which to process what we're watching. You know, I mean, a lot of what I'm seeing on film isn't necessarily scheme related. I'm seeing guys not be able to shed blockers. I'm seeing guys not be able to fill holes. I'm seeing guys, you know, not understanding the responsibilities. I'm seeing a lot of effort stuff. I'm seeing a lot of guys that just don't have talent. Like I certainly see scheme issues. I don't want to completely diminish that, but I'm also seeing a lot of guys that just aren't either playing well or are just not good enough and probably shouldn't be playing in the National Football League. But if you want to talk about a team that isn't able to make in-game adjustments, you can just look at the Dallas Cowboys over the last 10 years. I mean, we never saw Jason Garrett and his organization, his coaching staff, make any adjustments. In fact, Rob Marinelli at one point alluded to making adjustments as a weakness, as something you shouldn't do, that you should not be, you know, trying to change who you are, stay true to who you are. That's like the old ethos of the Vietnam veteran in Rod Marinelli. So like the idea, like this coaching staff is running circles around the previous administration in terms of making in-game adjustments. So like the idea that nobody would go rogue in this locker room last year or the year before that and say that about Jason Garrett when it was so obviously evident that he was unable to make any in-game adjustments, it's pretty telling that then they would come out and say this when we've seen Mike McCarthy and his staff make pretty good adjustments throughout the course of the game. We saw Zach Martin when they lost Lyle Collins at right tackle move out to right tackle. We've never seen that before. We didn't even know that that could happen or in-game adjustments were possible. So, you know, Jane's great at her job. I'm not saying she's making this up. She's probably hearing it from somewhere. But you watch the film, there's a lot of players that are making mistakes beyond just the scheme. And it's completely invalid to say that this coaching staff is not making in-game adjustments because they've made 100 more in-game adjustments in 6 games than Jason Garrett's staff did in 10 years.
Ari Temkin joining us here, Cowboys Radio Network, as we check in on a disaster maybe worse than the one here down in Dallas, as this NFC East is just, you have to laugh to help from crying. Ari, the other side of the ball in Dallas, the defense, I mean, look, we're watching this Eagles offense here in Philadelphia, and they have guys out there. I mean, a guy caught a touchdown, Ari, on Sunday. Kroom was his last name. I don't know where he came from. I don't know where he's going to be this week. I don't know who he is. That's how bad it is with the injuries they have. And really, for the first 3 weeks, the quarterback here was poor, too. So he's gotten better, but now there's injuries all over the place. Yet, I watched the Cowboys defense, Ari, and I think the Eagles are going to put up 30 next Sunday night against them. I mean, they're on pace to give up 581 yards. Is that fixable, or is that defense just horrendous?
So it's really bad, but it's a combination of things because it's not as bad as it looks on paper. You mentioned they're chasing the Baltimore Colts of 1981 for the worst all-time points given up with 533. They're at 218 right now. Joe, 84 of the 218, 84 are off of turnovers. 84 points. That is 14 points a game. They are giving the opposition 2 touchdowns every week on turnovers. So the bigger issue that their defense is their turnovers. They're minus 12 in the turnover differential. The 84 points that they've given up off of turnovers. Like, it's just a really bad recipe to be a team that's not good in terms of taking care of the football and have a bad defense. And that's what we're seeing. Like, on the postgame show last night, it was like, I can't believe this team's won 2 games. Like, that's miraculous that they've given up that many points. They're literally giving the opposition 2 touchdowns per game through 6 games. And they still somehow have won 2 games. That's crazy.
It's insane. Ari, it is insane. It doesn't make any sense. And that is a wild stat. 14 points a game off of turnovers. Ari Temkin down in Dallas giving us a feel of the Cowboys. What's the temperature of Jerry Jones right now? I did hear him on radio in Dallas today trying to defend Mike Nolan. You think he's going to sit back and watch this? Are we going to get a change here by Jerry? Something crazy? What's the feeling of Jerry Jones right now, who cannot be happy with his team and where it's at right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's an embarrassment. And more than that, to be embarrassed in your own building on Monday Night Football like they were last night, lose 38-10. I'm sure Eagles fans are very upset to watch that too.
Oh, yeah.
you know, look, there's a lot of criticism at Mike Nolan. Mike Nolan, over the course of his career, has not been a great defensive coordinator. So there's certainly question marks about him coming in. But the thing is, it's like, it wasn't as if Mike Nolan was just like by himself coming up with their schemes and figuring this all out by himself. Like, it's funny to me how people want to blame Mike Nolan. It's like, why wouldn't you blame Mike McCarthy? He's the guy who oversaw this entire operation in terms of installment, and he's the guy that hired Mike Nolan. So it's like, if anybody should quote unquote lose their job, it should be the head coach because he's the guy that's hired the defensive coordinator. It's all a joke to say you don't fire a head coach or a defensive coordinator 6 games into their time with the team. The Cowboys, Mike McCarthy made a huge mistake when he was hired after the pandemic starts and there's a lockdown in March. They really didn't adjust. And this is where it's like, I hate the excuse of, well, we're a new coaching staff and we had this stunted off season with no OTAs and minicamps and on and on. It's like, well, you knew that in March. You knew that in April after the draft, like you knew that this was going to be a weird offseason. You weren't going to have guys in practice. You were going to have to do everything through Zoom. You knew this the entire time, and yet you still decided to completely install a defense and schemes that are 180 degrees away from what you've been for the last decade. I mean, this is a franchise. It's been a 4-3 for a long, long time. So for them to be like a hybrid 3-4-4-3 with the personnel that run a 4-3. But, you know, it was just a disaster from the start, and it was a big mistake by Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, to believe that they could have full installation of a brand new scheme after running the same scheme defensively for 10 years, to think that like they could do that in this weird off season and then make the weird off season as an excuse. You have to adjust. You have to adjust based on what you have available. If you know you're not going to have mini camps and OTAs and training camps, it's going to be weird. Like you've got to change. You want to transition slowly. Maybe start with a 3-4, start with something more basic, or 4-3, start with something more basic, and eventually shift to this more multiple front of defense. But it's clearly a confused defense. A lot of times they confuse themselves. Sometimes they confuse the opposition's quarterback, which is nice. But, I mean, it's just a disaster. And if they're firing Mike Nolan, they should fire Mike McCarthy, because all of this goes back to Mike McCarthy. And I say all that to say you can't hire coaches within 6 weeks unless you're the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you can't do that. No, they're not the Browns. They're the Cowboys, and they play in this division. Ari, I appreciate you hopping on. Both our teams have division games this weekend. And then, what do you know, all of America gets to watch Sunday Night Football in Week 8. The Cowboys come here to Philadelphia. It should be it should be ugly. That's for sure. Ari, I appreciate you hopping on tonight.
It's a race to the bottom, Joe. We'll see you there, buddy.
There it is. Ari Temkin, Cowboys Radio Network. It's bad down there, and it makes me want to win this division even more. I want to play something for you right now. So Jerry Jones today, 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas. Listen to Jerry stammer through this whole thing. As he was asked about his defensive coordinator, again, so the Cowboys right now are on pace to give up 581 points this year. Okay. It's amazing. Like, we have these conversations here about Jim Schwartz being bad. You want bad. The Cowboys defense is bad. Mike Nolan is bad. 581 points in a season. They've already given up over 200 points. I think, like, and I know it's apples to oranges, but I think, like, the 2000 Ravens gave up, like, 180 points the whole year. 200-something points in 6 games. They're horrendous. Here's Jerry Jones on radio in Dallas trying to defend his defensive coordinator.
Jerry, do you still feel that Mike Nolan is the right defensive coach for this job? And if you do, why is that?
Well, I think that in general, my thoughts are I like the way that we came out last night defensively. And I thought that we were had a good plan for the skills of Murray and what the Cardinals presented us. And I'll be very candid, these aren't excuses, but we're sitting here talking about him early. His defense has had a very difficult time with field positions where we've gotten the ball early. And then as I don't care what the skill level of the team is, when they get up on you, they're going to tee off on you. And we're talking about we let them get right in the middle of the Cardinal game and let them use their quarterback in his best light. And when you're against a team that's just cutting and shooting, and of which we let them get to the point where they could, then we had our hands full. I'm okay with Mike Nolan. I am.
How about that? Is there anything better than Jerry Jones when he's trying to explain things? It's the best, because you could tell he probably wants to say something he can't, and he doesn't do it there. So it's bad down there in Dallas, and it's part of the reason why I want to win this division. 215-592-9494. We just checked in Dallas. We just heard from Jerry Jones. The Cowboys are a mess. Look, Washington doesn't have a quarterback. They don't have a chance. And the Giants just got their first win on Sunday. They have a rookie head coach who has never done this before. And it really just, I think, a team that's just talent deficient in almost every area. That team has no business winning a division. The Eagles, for all the issues that they've had here, for all the frustration they've given, I want to see this team win the division. And it strikes me as amazing how many people don't. I wonder if part of this is the Super Bowl thing. Like, I wonder if there's still a weird hangover among the fan base because the Eagles won a Super Bowl a few years ago. Like, yeah, whatever. Just tank this thing, rebuild it the right way. If it takes 3 more years, whatever. Like, I can't imagine not wanting to make the NFL playoffs. The whole thing is set up that you can make a run. If you believe in your quarterback and your coach and you have some sort of pedigree on your team of winning big games, like making a run and making noise is not impossible. That's happened many times in the NFL playoffs. Again, a 7-8-1 team won a playoff game. A 7-9 team won a playoff game. 9-7 teams have won Super Bowls. I don't think that's going to happen here this year with this team. But that's the nature of the sport. This isn't like, oh, I really want to make the NBA playoffs and be an 8 seed. Oh, I really want to get in as a 500 team in the baseball playoffs. That doesn't win anything. I mean, 9 times out of 10, those teams get knocked out right away. That's not the case in football. I just can't wrap my mind around the idea that there are people out there who do not want to make the playoffs.
And especially this year, more than any other year, it's set up so that lower seeds can move on.
Yeah.
Like, you only get one team with a bye. And depending on what happens with all these rescheduled games, if they end up going with a week 18 or week 19, then all of a sudden that team with a bye may have 3 weeks off. Like, there's never been a better time to be the 6th seed or the 7th seed in the playoffs.
Well, and throw this in there too. I mean, I don't know how things are going to progress, good or hopefully better than they are now. I don't know. But there's a pretty good likelihood we're not going to have full stadiums at all this year in the NFL. Pretty good likelihood. Maybe it stays where it is right now. Maybe it's half some places. I don't know. But the old home field advantage thing in the NFL, in terms of crowds in the playoffs, it's just not going to be the same. Think about the Sunday here against the Ravens. Did you even notice the crowd? I only noticed them a little bit at the end. It was a little bit of roar. Like, there's no home. That was not a home field advantage crowd-wise at all. And like, say the Eagles get the 4 seed and win in the first round. Let's just play it out. And they have to go to the number one seed. Who's going to be the number one seed? The Packers? In the NFC? The Seahawks? Let's say it's the Seahawks. They're undefeated right now. They have to go to Seattle in the first round, in the second round of the playoffs. What is Seattle known for more than anything else besides Russell Wilson? They're known for that crowd, for the 12th man in Seattle, for the crowd noise, for how difficult it is there as an opposing team, especially an opposing offense, to operate. I don't believe you're going to have a full crowd in Seattle at any point this year. It's not going to be the same. And I know these are all hypotheticals, but again, there is the idea that the Eagles would benefit long-term of not making the playoffs. I just don't subscribe to it. I think it is silly. I think the benefit for the Philadelphia Eagles is to make the playoffs, is to figure out, is Carson Wentz actually really good, or was he good once and he's just kind of okay right now, who has moments? Is Hurts the next guy, or is it still Wentz? Like, these kind of answers to these questions matter way more to me than the Philadelphia Eagles have the 9th pick. Yeah, get ready for draft season. I'm not ready for draft season. Not now. I think it is way, way, way too early for all that. I don't think it benefits the Eagles. I trust Jeff Lurie to make the right decision either way. And look, we've seen teams. The last two teams to make the playoffs, despite having losing records, have won playoff games. This happens. And when it happens, it's not as bad as you think, and you could parlay that into something better moving forward. 7-8-1 Panthers won a playoff game, went 15-1 the next year. This happens. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls. 9 o'clock, we'll have a guest on for Pro Football Focus to tell us what they thought of Carson Wentz, how bad Jamon Brown was, and who the favorite is in the NFC East now moving forward. So all that's coming up. When we get back on the other side, an update on the Phillies front office search. And I just have to say, the names we're going to hear, uninspiring to say the least. We'll have that coming up. All your phone calls. Well, what would you rather? Top 10 pick in the NFL draft or the Philadelphia Eagles win this wretched NFC East? I want to win the NFC East. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.